This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Thanks to Jared Goff, who joined us last hour. You know, I think we should do some instant feedback fun. It's been maybe over a year, but we are looking for other movie lines that should be names of plays. Other movie lines that should be names of plays that the Lions call.
Lines or something from a movie.
Something from, yeah, anything. We'll take your suggestions. You can even suggest what the play might be. I said the Hail Mary could be "Oh Sweet Baby Jesus," which is a line from, I don't know if that's the exact line, but it's something along those lines. It's
"Dear Sweet Baby Jesus."
Yeah. That would be the Hail Mary, for instance. So if you want to send over some movie lines that you would like to see be the names of plays, as Jared Goff told us that the hook and ladder is called Shake and Bake, named by offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, straight out of the movie Talladega Nights. 248-539-9797. We'll start accumulating those. Other movie lines or things out of a movie that should be the name of plays for the Detroit Lions. We'll get to some of the better answers that come in here on 97.1 The Ticket. Let's get back to your open line calls here on Carson Anderson on this Wednesday in Detroit. Tiger Magic number down to 4. Lions getting set for a huge Monday night game against undefeated first place Seattle. Gator, you made an amazing observation yesterday, and I don't want to steal your thunder about the standings in the NFC.
It's amazing when you look at it. Who leads the NFC West?
That would be Seattle.
It's not San Francisco?
It's not San Francisco, and it's not the Rams.
Huh. Who leads the NFC East? I mean, it's got to be Dallas or Philly, right?
No, it's not Dallas or Philly.
Who is it?
It's Washington.
Washington?
Yep. Because they hold the tiebreaker, I guess, over Philly right now.
That's
not strange. What you'd expect.
Well, the NFC South, I mean, it's probably Tampa, right? I mean, Tampa's got this good playoff team.
No, it's New Orleans.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Derek Carr?
Yeah.
And then the NFC North, we know who leads. It's clear the Detroit Lions.
No, it's Minnesota.
What?
Yes. Now, some of those teams are tied, and they hold tiebreakers, I guess, because that's the way ESPN listen. But yes, listed at the top of each division in the NFC, Washington, Minnesota, New Orleans, and Seattle. Wild. 248-539-9797. Scotty, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Scotty?
Gentlemen.
Hey.
How are we doing today?
Doing good.
Is this absolutely amazing what the Tigers are doing?
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
It's ridiculous.
You call into any other station with any other team, they can't name two players on this team. None of them.
I mean, look, I don't know that a lot of fans can name more. They probably know Scooble, Torque, and Green across the board, and the hardcore fans know a lot.
The hardcore fans know the team, but the average person does not know five Tigers.
And baseball fans who aren't in Detroit cannot name two players on this team, and you know that. And
maybe just two, and it's not Torkelson. It would be like Riley Green and Tarek Skubal, because Skubal's best pitcher in baseball. But to your point, a lot of people don't know who the best pitcher in baseball is.
Can you guys name the last time a Detroit sports team did what the Tigers are doing right now?
You mean come out of the blue and make the playoffs?
Well, the Red Wings team. The 86-87 team that ended up going to the conference finals.
Against Edmonton?
Yeah, that was a team that the previous year, they were one of the worst teams in hockey. If I'm not
mistaken. That's right.
Is that, were you asking just as a rhetorical question, or do you have the answer? Is Gator, is that what your answer was?
Sorry, gentlemen. It was just curiosity.
Okay. Yeah. Because,
that's good.
No, it's okay.
It's so obscure to me.
It's absolutely wild. And look, these circumstances that led to this, you know, I was going through that all those minor league box scores yesterday where there are six Tigers and they were regularly losing games at Triple-A. And, you know, sure, they can't beat the Norfolk Tides, but then they beat the Orioles. You know, I mean, it's wild with the way this has played itself out.
Anyways, have a good day, gentlemen.
Yep, take care. 248-539-9797.
The 85-86 Red Wings,
okay,
were god-awful. They had 40 points that season. Ended up with the top pick in the NHL draft, and they selected Joe Murphy from Michigan State.
Yeah.
The next year, they improved to 78 points, but they got hot and ended up going to the conference finals. And the next year, they got hot again, went to the conference finals, but they were also first place in the Norris division back then, went back-to-back winning the Norris. But that's to me, that's where I go to and go back to that. The Tiger teams that, you know, the 06 Tigers were that was kind of out of nowhere as well, but that was a veteran-laden team that had some younger players, but it was more veterans than not, and they had kind of put those guys together over a couple of years, so you kind of felt like, okay, it's still wild that it happened. But not wild like this. This is actually, it's more akin to what the Lions did 2 years ago when they went 8-2 down the stretch to go 9-8 on the season and just missed the playoffs. We hope it doesn't end that way for the Tigers. There's an epic collapse at the end of the season here.
Mm-hmm.
Because then this ends up, if there's no epic collapse,
yeah, the playoffs now is
then it wipes away the comparison to the Lions. But right now it is kind of like the Lions from a couple years ago.
Tom just sent us a GIF of a Detroit Lion with a visor, and in the middle of the visor, it's a Fig Newton logo, and it says, the sticker is dangerous and inconvenient, but I do love Fig Newtons. Because in Talladega Nights, they put the Fig Newton logo on the windshield.
Yeah. It's right.
Sure, put the Fig Newton logo on the visor.
That's where it goes.
Perfect. 248-539-9797. I don't know how many people saw this, but it's interesting and it's worth talking about. The morning show basically said, it did a Twitter poll of who you give the most credit for this. Did you see this?
I did not.
Okay. And there were four choices. The choices were the players, Hinch and Fetter, Scott Harris, or Al Avila.
Okay. So this is from yesterday.
Yes, from yesterday's show. Who gets the most credit for the Tigers' second half run? The players, Hinch and Fetter, Scott Harris, Al Avila. What do you think won?
For me, it's Hinch and Harris. Or Hinch and Fetter. I'm sorry, Hinch and Fetter.
Yep.
Normally, I would say I would give it to the players because the players are the ones that have to do what they have to do. But because they have been bitten by injuries and just poor decisions or whatever, they've had to kind of concoct some scheme to get a rotation together, and doing it with two or three starting pitchers for months at a time, that to me is incredible and never heard of, and that's why it's Hinch and Fetter for me.
So the number one answer was Hinch and Fetter with 53% of the vote. The number two answer was the players with 41.7% of the vote. The number three answer was Al Avila with 3% of the vote, and Scott Harris at 2.2% of the vote is last. Now, let's be clear here. I'm going to say bravo, Scott Harris. I don't know that I disagree with this because it feels like, more of these young kids are products of Al Avila.
Mm-hmm.
But Sweeney's here because of Scott Harris.
Yes, he is.
Job is here because of Scott Harris.
Well, he's played it, yes.
Yes.
Well, he's here in terms of being called here, yeah, up.
Is Veerling's the Scott Harris signing, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And Scott Harris also handled the management of Torkelson and Meadows down and up. Some of these bullpen arms are Scott Harris, but...
Well, Scott Harris is the one that decided to give Colt Keith the contract.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Yep.
But if you had to go between Harris and Avila, it's painful to say, but Avila has more of a representation on this team right now than Harris does.
Yep.
But you don't want to give anybody a short-sightedness on this.
Yeah, and the thing about Avila,
they all play a role.
Is what we're seeing. Yes, they all played a role, and it's not to slight anybody. I guess that's what it feels like we're doing here. But I will say this. The Avila's draft picks coming through is an example of something that we already all know, and that is baseball draft picks are such a long play that you can't expect immediate dividends. Some come faster than others, but the reality is it's a long trip through the minors, and it's filled with trapdoors and landmines, and it's a very difficult thing to navigate and make it this far. And we are seeing the fruits of a lot of Avila picks. Now, Avila also made some horrendous purge trades that never amounted to anything, and free agent signings, and they just weren't winning enough. But he does absolutely deserve credit.
Well, to your point on draft picks, it's like if you're a 25-year-old major league player and you just, let's say you just got called up, oh, they're bringing up the 25-year-old right-hander. Mm-hmm. And if you were drafted as an 18-year-old, and that's six or 7 years that you have to play in the minors before you got your chance.
Yep.
And I mean, it speaks to how hard it is to make it in the majors, just to get to the majors, let alone to stay in the majors. Out of all the thousands and thousands of players that are there, it's a remarkable journey for these guys, and it has to be respected.
248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback. We'll talk some college football at 11:30 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.